going on. You know, I just want to say, first of all, thank you to the owners, to the Wilf family, Ziggy and Mark, you know, for letting me be a part of their organization. Rick Spielman, Rob Brzezinski for you know, really taking care of me since I stepped in the building. Zim, obviously, you know, being able to play for a guy like him, especially on a defense that he, you know, is so involved with. Every coach that I've really ever had, you know, my current coaches, Coach Gray, Coach Edwards, Jonathan Gannon. You know, I can't say enough about how fortunate I was to be drafted here and be able to stay here. So really this, to me, is motivating, something that I want to use going forward. I was just saying, you know, Rick took me at the end of the first round in 2012, and at the time, you know, that might have been a bit of a reach, you know, what people thought. And I always used that. I always wanted to make him right, and I think I'll look at this the same way going forward. So I also want to say thank you to the fans, you know, just the entire Skol Nation, the city of Minneapolis, my family, my agents. Really, there's too many people to thank. So I'm just glad to be a part of this organization and be here for the future.
Harrison, what did it feel like to sit down yesterday and sign that contract?
It felt great. Like I said, knowing that they want me here, they want me to be a part of this team, this organization, be in this building, working with this group of guys. You know, there's too many, you know, good players, good guys, good coaches. You know, I would have been very disappointed to not stick around for things that we, you know, have the potential to do.
When did you know, Harrison, that as you're a rookie and you get here, when did you know, hey, I can play at this level and play at a high level? Was there, you know, your second year, third year, is there a time when you get there and you go, okay, I can do this?
You know, I think in my mind, I thought when I was a rookie, you know, I don't know if I was right or not, but I think you have to have that some level of confidence, whether you're, you know, you're kind of ignorant or whatever to what you actually are. But I think having that confidence, you know, at least allows you to go compete at a high level and know that you can make plays. So I think I had that, and I've just tried to get better from that point.
Was it important that you got paid like top safeties in the league? Was that a priority? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to be recognized as one of the top guys at your position. And, you know, I think if you're a competitor, you always see yourself like that. And it's, you know, there's a lot of mutual respect between, you know, myself and the organization. So I think that just reflects that.
You talk about mutual respect. In a business where it's all about me, there's so many of your teammates that were almost as happy as you. I mean, they're not signing the deal, but they have such great things to say about you. How does that make you feel when, you know, guys like Brian Robinson and everyone, they say they're relieved and they're happy that you're staying here and that you got your due?
Yeah, those are, you know, especially guys like B-Rob, you know, Chad, Everson, Captain, just everybody. You know, some of those guys are like older brothers, like younger brothers. So it feels great knowing that, obviously, you know, they want me here too. And that's part of the reason why I'm so happy to stay here, is that we have so many of those guys. That's what our team is made up of. That you just want to be around each other and you want to go make plays for each other. You want to be in the right spot so the other guy can make the play. So that's a big part of it.
Harrison, describe what it's like to go from a guy trying to find his way and establish himself to being like a go-to leader now in the unit.
Yeah, I think that's something that really comes with, you know, the experience, the plays that you make, doing things right on and off the field. Because you can't just walk in and be a good player and, you know, not really, you know, care about anybody else in the building, stuff like that. So when you start, you know, building relationships, guys have a lot of trust in you. You have a lot of trust in them. And I think that's something that should naturally grow.
What do you look at yourself as the younger guys on this defense, guys on first contract or early in second contract? I feel like that's a group that can really be together for a while and grow.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of what I think we all have in mind. I'm obviously not a cap expert or the GM, so I'm obviously happy to be a part of it and the potential that we have. You know, there's still a lot that we have to do. We can't just show up and be a good team. We have to come out here every day and work. So that's kind of part of the deal and something that I also look forward to.
Harrison,
Harrison, if this team is healthy defensively, is this the best, not maybe by far, but by a cut above in terms of the ones you played on so far, if you're healthy this season, the whole team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that already. I know Zim wouldn't like that, but that's the mindset that we have, is we want to be that. So that's what we're working towards right now. And, you know, like I said, we have a lot of guys that want to be up there.
And you look at, like, Denver and Seattle, and you see teams that just win games with their defense. Is that ultimately what you see as a role model kind of?
I mean, I wouldn't say we see them as a role model. That's, you know, we see ourselves as a good defense, and we want to be, you know, one of the best. And we also have a lot of, you know, a lot of confidence in our offense, in Teddy, in our offensive line, in Adrian, in our receivers, in our tight ends, everybody. So we want to have a full team, special teams as well. That's how you win, because you're not always going to have your best game. You know, sometimes the offense might have to pull it out. Sometimes we do. Sometimes special teams. So that's what we're building here.
Harrison, typically these deals sometimes get done early in training camp in Mankato. Were you actively kind of pushing to get it settled a little before that?
You know, I wasn't actively pushing for that. I definitely wanted that because I think it, you know, just knock it out of the way, focus on football. It kind of, you know, there's less moving parts, less, you know, things that can be a distraction when it comes time to play for real. So I'm happy that it's done right now, and, you know, we can kind of knock this stuff out and then move on to the games.
Are you a guy that when you're going through that, you want to know all the machinations of it, or is it just kind of a let me know when there's something for me to look at and sign?
You know, I'm obviously not, you know, I'm a professional football player. I'm not an agent or a GM. So obviously I want to know, you know, what's going on, but I wasn't in there heavily involved. I was just getting updates kind of. And like I said, you know, every now and then I'd get a question about what's going on with the talks. And there was a lot of, kind of like we said, there's a lot of mutual respect. You know, everything, you know, the negotiations are going to happen. And I was focused on football and then kind of was there for the finished product.
So is it important to you to have a partner back there at the other safety spot that you can kind of, you know, have the same guy playing next to for several years to come?
You know, for me, that's, you know, that's not really up to me. I think what's really important for me is playing on a defense of guys that wanna go make plays and wanna do their job, and that's what we have. And it doesn't matter who's in the game. That's just how our team is built. So I, you know, very fortunate to be a part of not only a defense but an entire team like that.
How have the other safeties been looking so far?
I was just talking about everybody. Everybody is making plays. Everybody's doing a lot of good things. So I think we're all working together well. We're learning from each other, and we just got to keep building on that.
So with the highs and lows of emotions last year when you were hurt, you know, you weren't quite sure when you'd play again, and then when you came back, you did very well, and now you've got your contract. Do you have a chance to, like, look back and kind of see the highs and the lows there and appreciate this more maybe?
I'm sure I will in time. I think it's, like, part of that is, you know, this is it all just kind of rolls together, and, you know, I think I generally do better when I just keep going to the next day and not, you know, reminiscing too much. But that's, you know, that's definitely true. It's a good point. And that's, you know, that's how it is for all football players, from when they start playing, you know, to when they finish. There's going to be a lot of highs and lows, and I think how you deal with those things, you know, can help you or hurt you. So just got to go the next day.
Harrison, what are some things that this coaching staff has taught you to take you to the next level as a player?
Yeah, there's so many guys to learn from on the staff, from the head man all the way down. You know, just things like getting aligned in the perfect spot, you know, taking the right step, especially as a defensive back, tackling well, knowing where to fit, understanding offenses better, understanding the entire game of football better is something that Coach Zim really focuses on at this time of the year. So there's so much to learn from everybody, and I try to take a piece wherever I can.
I'm sorry if you've been asked this before, but when it came to negotiating the deal, was it just something where you trusted your agent and kind of let him handle it? And what is it about working with Brian that that you've liked him and you gravitated him that you want to work with him?
Yeah, he's first and foremost, he's a Notre Dame guy, so we kind of had that connection. And a few of the guys I played with in college signed with him as well. Just a very genuine person. You know, so we had that connection off, you know, outside of business. And then he's a bright guy. He's got a proven track record, you know, does things the right way. You know, you don't hear a lot of bad, you know, there's a lot of horror stories with with, you know, fighting and agents and teams and all this. And that's something that I don't want. You know, I want things to be, you know, fair for both sides. And I think that's something that he's always done a great job of.
So when you sign a contract like this, there's an expectation that you're going to be one of the leaders in the, in the locker room. As your career has gone on, you kind of elevated your status as a Pro Bowl player. How have you sort of accepted that understanding?
Yeah, I think I was always a guy, I'm not overly loud. I'm not going to stand up and give a bunch of speeches. But I think I'm a guy that always shows up and tries to do things the right way. You know, I'm obviously not going to make every play or get everything right. But I'm going to try to, and I'm going to get better the next day. I'm going to learn from it. And I think guys respect that. And they've seen enough of me at this point in my career that, you know, they can trust me. Guys can come to me, ask me questions about anything, and they know I'll be there for them. So I think that naturally just kind of has built upon itself.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.